ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नाशु प्रायशो भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. So today we are continuing reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, entitled The Cosmic Manifestation, Chapter 2, entitled The Lord in the Heart, text number 32. Ete sriti te nripaveda gite.
Ete sriti te
nripaveda gite. ये वै पुरा ब्रह्मण आहतुष्ट आराधितो भगवान वासुदेव एते श्रुति ते नृपवेद गीते त्वया विपृष्टे च सनातने च ये वै पुरा ब्रह्मण आहतुष्ट ये वै पुरा ब्रह्मण आहतुष्ट आराधितो भगवान वासुदेव. ट्रांसलेशन एते ऑल दैट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड श्रुति वे ते अंटू यू नृप ओ महाराज परीक्षित वेद गीते अकॉर्डिंग टू द वर्जन ऑफ द वेदर्स त्वया बाय योर मैजेस्टी अभिपृष्टे बी प्रॉपरली इंक्वायर्ड च ऑल्सो सनातने इन द मैटर ऑफ इटर्नल ट्रुथ च वेरीली ये विच वै सर्टनली पुरा बिफोर ब्रह्मणे अंटू लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा आह से तुष्ट बीइंग सैटिस्फाइड आराधित बीइंग वर्शिप भगवान द पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड वासुदेव लॉर्ड कृष्ण. ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन. योर मेजेस्टी महाराज परीक्षित नो दैट ऑल दैट आई हैव डिस्क्राइब्ड इन रिप्लाई टू योर प्रॉपर इंक्वायरी इज जस्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू द वर्जन ऑफ द वेदर्स एंड इट इज इटर्नल ट्रूथ. This was described personally by Lord Krishna unto Brahma, with whom the Lord was satisfied upon being properly worshipped. Translation, please repeat. Your Majesty Maharaj Parikshit, know that all that I have described in reply to your proper inquiry is just according to the version of the Vedas, and it is eternal truth. This was described personally by Lord Krishna unto Brahma, with whom the Lord was satisfied upon being properly worshipped. Purport. The two different ways of reaching the spiritual sky and thereby getting emancipation from all material bondage, namely, either the direct process of reaching the kingdom of God or the gradual process through the other higher planets of the universe, are set forth exactly according to the version of the Vedas. The Vedic versions in this connection are Yada sarve pramuchyante kama yesya hridishita atha martyo mrito bhavat atra brahma samashnute. Brihad Aranyak Upanishad 4.4.7 and Teharchir Abhi Sambhavanti, Brihad Aranyak Upanishad 6.2.15. Those who are free from all material desires, which are diseases of the heart, are able to conquer death and enter the kingdom of God through the Archi planets. These Vedic versions corroborate the version of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the latter is further confirmed by Shukdev Goswami, who affirms that the truth was disclosed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna, Vasudev, to Brahma, the first authority on the Vedas. The disciplic succession holds that the Vedas are uttered by Lord Krishna to Brahma, by Brahma to Narada, and by Narada to Vyasadeva, and then by Vyasadeva to Shukadeva Goswami, and so on. So there is no difference between the versions of all the authorities. The truth is eternal, and as such, there cannot be any new opinion about the truth. That is the way of knowing the knowledge contained in the Vedas. It is not a thing to be understood by one's erudite scholarship or by the fashionable interpretations of mundane scholars. There is nothing to be added and nothing to be subtracted, because the truth is the truth. One has to accept, after all, some authority. The modern scientists are also authorities for the common man for some scientific truths. The common man follows the version of the scientist. This means that the common man follows the authority. The Vedic knowledge is also received in that way. The common man cannot argue about what is beyond the sky or beyond the universe. He must accept the versions of the Vedas as they are understood by the authorized disciplic succession. In the Bhagavad Gita also, the same process of understanding the Gita is stated in the fourth chapter. If one does not follow the authoritative version of the Acharyas, he will vainly search after the truth mentioned in the Vedas. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarnam Vancha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu
नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
सो हियर वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग डिस्कशन वी आर रीडिंग कैंटो टू ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। Canto 1 and 2 are understood to be the lotus feet of Krishna. And lotus feet of Krishna are very nectarian. So we approach the lotus feet and then we can understand Krishna fully. So the first chapter of second canto we had discussion of universal form. The universal form mainly is for people who are materially attached. They cannot see beyond the realm of matter. And the modern society is also designed in a way that it further increases their illusion. They are already blind and it further puts more curtains so that there is no hope of any light whatsoever. So many modern scientists, not all but many, they say that everything comes from matter. So they say Mother Nature, that's all is there. And then what do? We just exploit the resources provided by Mother Nature. So modern society is going at a great speed to hell basically. So we know there are the relationships don't last, divorce rates are increasing. So many people many kids are brought up just by mothers, single mothers. Because there is Krishna is not there between the relationships, so it breaks apart. And there is no family system. One time Prabhupada actually with very sad mood he told his disciples, especially Western disciples, that you actually don't know what is family life. So he was very sad about it, that actually in Western world this family life is not there. In India, in towns and villages it's still there, and as we move towards modern cities it's just breaking apart. So from childhood a kid, he doesn't see his both parents in most cases. So the woman thinks, you know, what's the need of the man, you know, he's useless. And in most cases she's right also. So what happens is this material indulgence makes men more and more lusty and women more and more hard-hearted, to the point that they are ready to kill the child in the womb. So these kids are being brought up mostly by single parents. So when we tell them there is Supreme Father, we are children of this father, they say no, there is no father, no, there is no God. Because that's how they are brought up from the childhood. So they say, oh, all there is the mother nature, and we exploit the resources, that's all. So similarly, we see these descriptions in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, that how Krishna is describing that, okay, you think there is only Mother Nature around us, so you can see my presence in nature as well. So he gives hints. And then in the second chapter we see it is entitled The Lord in the Heart. So here Shukdev Goswami goes further in, he progresses in his the hierarchy of description about the Lord. So he now describes the Paramatma form of Lord. So Shukdev Goswami is an expert spiritual master. He knows how to progress and how to take care of the advancement of his disciple. So Parikshit Maharaj had asked various questions and Shukdev Goswami answered it in a way that Parikshit Maharaj will become advanced in his consciousness. So this is the qualification of a devotee, that of a disciple, that a disciple approaches the spiritual master. Whenever there is a doubt, he approaches the spiritual master. And the duty of spiritual master is to answer his questions. So this is exemplified by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a doubt. So he had a doubt that when he chants Hare Krishna, he gets this ecstasy. He becomes mad, he laughs, he dances. So he had a doubt, what's happening to me? Is it okay? Am I following everything correctly? So he immediately approached Ishwarapuri. And he said, yes, that's the natural effect of chanting Hare Krishna offenselessly. So then he got the answer. So a disciple approaches the spiritual master and all the doubts are solved. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevya updekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshi. So guru is tattva darshi. He knows the truth in and out. So he can explain what he has already seen. He can show it to his disciple also, if the disciple is qualified enough. So we can also take guidance and instructions from Shukdev Goswami through the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because this is Vani of Shukdev Goswami, and on the spiritual platform there is no difference actually. If we are hearing this Vani of Shukdev Goswami, it is as good as his personal instruction to us. So Prabhupada said, actually, if you sincerely read Srimad Bhagavatam, on every page you will encounter Krishna personally, face to face. So that's the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. But it looks very simple. So we doubt that, oh, is it that simple, just hear Srimad Bhagavatam every day or read Srimad Bhagavatam every day. We want to do something special to get the full effect. One time, in early days, one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, who was a big leader, he somehow strayed away from Krishna consciousness. And later he returned, he came back, he realized that, oh, I made a mistake, so he came back. So now he was repenting. So he wrote a letter to Prabhupada saying, see, I'm back and I want to, atone for what I did. So please give me some dangerous service so that I can atone and, I can prove that I'm back. So Prabhupada wrote a reply. So he said he appreciated that, I'm very happy you're back. And then he wrote other things. And then he said, and regarding the dangerous service that you want to do, he thought maybe, just Prabhupada would send me to Vietnam where there is war or some other dangerous place I'll preach. So Prabhupada said, regarding the dangerous service that you want to do, just attend morning and evening programs. So we think this is just too simple. But actually this is very elevated. So to attend this morning program every day is a challenge actually. It's a very dangerous type of service which we can actually do. Because every day Maya presents different things, different distractions. So Maya is very expert in presenting these distractions. And then we get also carried away. So materialists are fully in grip of Maya. So what Maya does is materialists are suffering. In material world everyone is suffering. So Maya kicks and slaps and a person understands, oh, I am suffering. But then what she does when he's crying, when a child is crying, what does the mother do? It gives a dummy, that pacifier, and the child is happy. He's not getting any nutrition out of it. So same way, when a materialist cries by kicks of Maya, she presents just a new thing, take this iPhone, take this, new type of a plane or something, and then he's just pacified for some time, and then she again keeps kicking and then again he cries and then again she presents, see, a fresh thing for you. So we have to understand how Maya is acting, and doesn't matter how she acts, if we stick to these simple process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, then we can see the difference. So the challenge is day after day if we can do that. So Prabhupada has so nicely structured this morning program and his ISKCON that we can actually practically make some advancement. And main work of Prabhupada was his books, which will last, which are like the law books for the next 10,000 years. So these purports of Prabhupada are very important to understand. And position of Prabhupada is very special in our whole lineage. So we see our lineage coming from Krishna. Krishna spoke this to Brahma, then to Narada, and then to Vyasadeva, and further we come down to Srila Prabhupada. There are many other gurus also which are not mentioned in that list. You know, that list if you see at the end of introduction of Bhagavad Gita. There's 32 acharyas listed there. But there are many more which are not mentioned there. So those acharyas mentioned there have done some exemplary work, extraordinary work. Of course, work of any acharya is not small, but Krishna has given these special acharyas some special service. So that's why we understand that and then we follow their instructions. So Prabhupada is there in that list in the end for us. He has made ISKCON. He is the founder acharya. So his instructions are especially very important. So his instructions are present in these Bhakti Vedanta purports. So we need to approach these purports. So Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So Vedanta Sutra is basically, Veda means knowledge, Anta means the end of knowledge, which is called the conclusion of knowledge. So these sutras are like condensed form of information. There is much more information within them, but common men cannot extract that information from those small sutras. So Shankaracharya, he came and he gave his commentary, Sharirata Bhasya, which was mainly an indirect approach. So there are two types of approaches to these Vedic literatures. One is direct, one is indirect. So Shankaracharya, who was none other than expansion of Lord Shiva, and Lord Vishnu instructed him that you go and you just give this Mayavad philosophy. So on instruction of Vishnu, he came and he gave this impersonal, this impersonal philosophy to basically cheat the atheist. He made atheists into theists. So these Brahma Sutras are explained by, of course, these Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, Vyasa Sutra. These are different names of same thing, Vedanta Sutra. So they are explained by Srila Vyasadeva in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Vyasadeva has written Vedanta Sutra and then he has also written Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the most natural commentary on on Vedanta Sutra. So if we approach it, we can understand everything. Any scientific knowledge of transcendence means whatever which is beyond material realm, it has to be verified by these Vedic literature. So Vedic literature basically are divided into three parts. One is the Nyaya Prasthan, which consists of Vedanta Sutra. Then we have Shruti and Smriti. Shruti Prasthan is all the Upanishads, and Smriti Prasthan is Mahabharata and all the Puranas. So any scientific knowledge of transcendence has to be verified by all these Vedic literature. So here in this today's verse we see that we have to accept this authority of Vedas. Otherwise we cannot understand anything. Because things, you know, beyond this planet, beyond this universe are very hard to reach. So we have to accept some authority. And this Vedic literature is the supreme authority. So here, Shukdev Goswami mentions the name of Brahma in the translation that we see. This was described personally by Lord Krishna unto Brahma. So Brahma is the first person in our sampradaya. Our sampradaya is Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava sampradaya. So in that, Brahma is first. So Krishna spoke this knowledge to Brahma, as we know it's stated in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Hidaya Adi Kavya. So Brahma spoke this Chatushloki Bhagavatam to Brahma. Sorry, Krishna spoke to Brahma. It was revealed through his heart. So whole Bhagavatam is present in those four verses. So again, we can see that these four verses are like, you know, you can say like sutras, a condensed form, and then it's further elaborated. So elaboration can be made according to time, place, circumstance, according to the audience. So Brahma was so intelligent, Krishna just spoke four verses to him and he could understand the whole thing. Someone can just come and read the verse on the board and he can understand the whole thing. Someone can read the verse and then translation and then understand. And here we have in Prabhupada's system, in morning program, we discuss the verse for half an hour, 1 hour, like that. So we expand on it. So there is so much information in each verse that we can expand and we can learn. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he spoke on the first verse of Bhagavatam for 1 month. Is that right? 1 month. 1 month. So much information is there, he could extract and give it to us. He could have spoken even more. So like that. So these verses are very powerful. So these four verses were spoken to Brahma. And Brahma is the authority. So later in Srimad Bhagavatam we see that even such a great authority, he got bewildered a little bit. And he stole the calves and cowherd boys, and then he understood, oh, what did I do? Krishna revealed to him, that's just see how he could just expand into the same number of calves and cowherd boys. And then he understood, oh, I made a mistake, and then there's a whole chapter, prayers of Lord Brahma. So there he prays to Krishna that I have understood that these Brajavasis are special. So first he prays that in my next life I don't care about position of Brahma. Let me be just your devotee. Let me be counted amongst your devotees and just give me some devotional service. And then he further elaborates his prayer and he says, please give me that service in the forest of Gokul and let me take birth as any species in that forest, because even grass, because there I'll be able to get dust off the lotus feet of these greatest devotees, Brajavasis. So this is the prayer of Brahma in 10th canto. And further he says there that these materially attached people, they have no hope actually, because they don't take to devotional service of your lotus feet. So as Jagannath Ram Prabhu was explaining, that this material world is like Durga. Durga means a fort, but there are no doors, you know. But still we don't escape, we still stay here. So what binds us is explained by Brahma in 10th canto. So he says that in this material world, these material attachments and desires are like plunderers, and our house is like the prison, and our affection towards our family members are the foot shackles. So these are very subtle bondages that we are entrapped in. So these personalities like Brahma can see those, we can't see. So they reveal it to us. So if we take this authority of these great personalities, then we can elevate our consciousness to Krishna consciousness. So this special nature of Brajavasis is that they are always Krishna conscious. But we tend to become self-conscious. What's good for me? What's pleasurable for me? We forget that unless and until we give Krishna pleasure, we cannot be satisfied. Krishna is the whole, we are the part. If we satisfy the whole, all the parts are satisfied. So there is one similarity between Brajavasis and materialists. So similarity, of course, they all are jivas. So one similarity is Brajvasis also forget that Krishna is God, and materialists also forget Krishna is God. Sometimes Brajvasis get a glimpse, like Mother Yashoda, when she saw in Krishna's mouth, she saw the whole universe there. So she got a glimpse that, oh, you know, is he God? Or and then he lifts Govardhan Hill, and you know, Brajvasis can see that he has some special power. One time he showed all the creation in a lake to all the Brajvasis. So they get these glimpses here and there, but their love is so intense that it covers. Yog Maya covers everything. They say, oh, doesn't matter, you know. Jagannath Mishra one time, who is the father of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one person was telling him that you should chastise. So why do you chastise your son? He is Supreme Personality of Godhead, if I am rightly explaining. So he said, doesn't matter, he may be, but for me he is my son. So like that. For Brajvasi, doesn't matter what's his position, but for them, their relationship is more intense than any other truth, any other fact. So when they forget that Krishna is God, they are still serving Krishna all the time. But when materialists, they forget that Krishna is God, then what are they thinking? They are thinking, I am God. So everyone should serve me. So that's the difference. It is said about, we were discussing with one devotee, it is said about cats and dogs. So a cat thinks, the mentality of a cat is, oh, my master, he takes care of me so nicely. Oh, sorry, first we'll come to the dog. So the dog thinks, oh, my master is so nice, he takes care of me so nicely. You know, he must be God. He's taking care so nicely. And the cat thinks, oh, my master is taking care of me so nicely, I must be God. You know, he's serving me so nicely. So this is a thing to learn from dog. He's very faithful, actually. Even if you beat him, he would just, you know, with the master, he would just stay and protect the house. He's very faithful. So we have to become faithful to Krishna. We have to understand that Krishna is providing us everything. Eko bahunam yogidhati kaman. Our any desires are actually provided by Krishna. We have so many kama, so many desires. So we have to purify those desires, material desires, to spiritual desires. Only desire of a devotee is to serve Krishna. And whatever is coming in the way of that service, he wants to get rid of that. He just wants to perpetually serve Krishna on and on. Because that's his constitutional position. And when we reach this constitutional position, we'll be fully satisfied. And this chapter is entitled, The Lord in the Heart. Krishna is there within our heart. He is the Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. He is our best friend. So this is the peace formula. If we understand Krishna is the supreme proprietor, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and he is the supreme friend. He is seated in our heart. He knows everything we are going through. If we know all that, we can become really peaceful and happy. So what is the function of Lord in the heart or of super soul? It is described in Bhagavad Gita. It is said, Updrashta anumantacha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramatmiti chapyukta dehismin purusha par. That he is Updrashta and Anumanta. He is the witness and he is the sanctioner. So he is witnessing whatever we are doing in material worlds. He is so kind, he comes with us in our heart. He comes with us to the material world. And he is trying to inspire us to come back to Godhead, to come back to him. But we are distracted by different things presented by Maya in this material world. Just see the kindness, how Krishna is so kind that he comes with us and he is always there with us. So just as an example, there's different examples, you can take whichever you think it relates to you most. like for example, there are different relationships. So we had originally relationship with Krishna, and we said, no, we're going somewhere else. I want to have some other associates and I want to enjoy separately. But he's so kind, he still comes with us and he keeps trying that, please come back, please come back. So for example, in our life, if our, you know, husband or if our wife or if our kids, they one day say, oh, I want to go somewhere else with someone else to enjoy. I want some other relation. So imagine how much we will be angry. We would like to kill that person pretty much. But Krishna is not like that. He comes with us and he sees how we are trying to lord it over, trying to have these relationships separate from him. And he still keeps us giving these opportunities to come back to him. He's so kind. So compassion of Krishna is the greatest quality. So devotees of Krishna, pure devotees of Krishna, they share this quality with Lord. And then with that compassion, they also take on to the mission of Krishna to take all the conditioned souls back to Godhead. So this simple process of hearing and chanting is there. Holy name is there. We can take benefit of these processes. Holy name is so powerful that it can purify anyone. Kirat Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Abira Shumba Yavana Kasadya Ye Anyacha Papa Yad Apashaya Shaya Shuddhyanti Tasmai Prabha Vishnu Venama. So Prabha Vishnu means powerful Vishnu. He can purify anyone, any of the lower castes. Whatever sins we may have done, we can be purified if we associate with this holy name. Holy name is non-different from Krishna. If we just chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we can be purified. If we chant the name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga, Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulaka Shariga. So it's a prayer of a devotee that when will I chant the Shuddha name, Shuddha Naam, and all the ecstasies will appear. So his name is very powerful. There is one incident, there is one devotee in New Zealand, I don't know the name of that Prabhu. So he was addicted to video games. So one video game, so that he, you know, in the video game you kill so many people, so he would kill many enemies and like that. And then he was very, became so expert, he would defeat everyone, all other friends, and he would just win that game. And in the end, when he would kill the last person there, there was a sound, Gauranga. So he was habituated to play that game, and in the end, and he would also say Gauranga, you know, when he would just finish that game. So then one time, some of his friends, he took them to this devotee gathering. This was in Wellington. And there they were chanting and dancing, Gauranga, Gauranga. And he said, oh, they all also play that game. These people also play that video game. So he asked them, oh, you all play that game? You're saying Gauranga, Gauranga. They said, what game? They didn't know about it. So he showed them, and devotees became inquisitive. Said, what's going on? So they saw, then they said, Gauranga. And then they researched. So a person in, I think, Sweden, he had made this game, so they approached him and he told them that he saw this word Gauranga on a billboard or somewhere, some advertisement, and he thought it's a cool word and he put that in the video game. And this person who was playing video game, he became devotee, you know. So that's the power of the name, Gauranga. So like that. So this is the power of the name. If we just have this faith on the holy name, then we can advance. We chant every day, but we don't have faith. We think the holy name is not as effective. This is an offense, one of the offenses, one of the 10 offenses. We think holy name to be just like ordinary words. If we have this faith, no, there is something happening when we chant Hare Krishna, then there is no stopping to our advancement. We will go very, very, very fast. So daily we have our devotional practices, and what's happening is slowly, slowly it just adds up, and we are getting these impressions, these samskaras. If you see, many of us used to do some sinful activities, but from childhood we were not doing those activities. By wrong association, seeing movies and, you know, these video games and, you know, different billboards, we got these impressions in our mind, and then one day we just indulged in those activities. So similarly, if we just apply the logic, if we just do these activities of hearing, chanting, friendship with devotees every day, day after day, then one, it's all adding up, it's all the samskaras. So the scientists have studied in the brain there is a part of memory which is called episodal memory. So in that, it just records all the impressions, all the events, all the interactions that you have, it just records it. And memory is very close to consciousness. So if we just keep taking these bhakti elements in our life daily, so then one day it just adds up, and that's what comes in our mind. Whatever happens, it's just Krishna comes out of our mouth. So here Parikshit Maharaj's discussion is very important, and Prabhupada has explained it very nicely. So we have to just carry on in our devotional service and not be distracted. So when we do these devotional activities, slowly we are advancing. So there is one anartha according to which we just get carried away by the facilities that come by performing bhakti. You know, when someone preaches or does some service very nicely, devotees praise and the reputation increases. But a devotee has to be very vigilant and not to get distracted and use that facility for own gratification. We have to see all opportunities as service to Krishna. So if we have that mood that or whatever we are doing is for Krishna, and we just continue our simple services, if a big service comes, Krishna provides us with an opportunity to do something extraordinary, so we take it also. But otherwise we just continue our hearing and chanting on daily basis. So I'd like to end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed. So the reason is, of course, there are three stages of chanting. So in the first stage, offensive stage, sometimes we are, you know, ecstatic, sometimes not. You know, some days we avoid offenses, some days we don't. So based on that. And above all, actually, Krishna is testing us. So it is said we don't have to become sunshine devotees. Sunshine devotees, oh, today my mood is very good, so I'll do this much service. Chanting was very good. And today my mood is not good, or this has happened, this material situation has come up, so, you know, I'm very depressed. So if we just stick to it, Prabhupada says, for a rigid practitioner, success is guaranteed. So if we just rigidly, every day, just do this chanting and hearing, doesn't matter what we are feeling, then one day that stage will come when whenever we chant, we will feel ecstasy. So Narad Muni says in Bhagavatam, when he chants the name of Krishna, it's as if Krishna is just pulled towards him. So the devotee becomes so powerful by his devotion, actually. that Krishna becomes just his servant. Krishna wants to serve the pure devotee. So when we chant Krishna's name, the Krishna would just forcefully come in our consciousness. So if we just stick to the process, then one day we would reach that state. Hare Krishna.
Example of Valmiki, I'm not sure, he was not a devotee before.
Yes, he was a decoy.
Yeah. So Narada Muni instructed him to chant the holy name Nam. He could not chant. Then he asked, you know, to chant Nam. But when he was chanting Nam, it became Nam, Nam, Nam.
Yeah. Very nice example. So he was habituated to, you know, robbing and killing. So Narada Muni said, just chant Ram. So he couldn't. So he said, okay, chant the opposite, Mara. So Mara in Hindi means, you know, kill or killed, something like that. So that, he said, oh yeah, that's good. That comes natural to me. So he was saying, Mara, 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 Mara. So it became Ram, Ram, Ram. So like that. That's a good example. Anything else? Okay, thank you very much. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Gaur Premanande.